radio's home folks, They Can Save, written by Paul Reimer. They Can Save is brought to you by the makers of pure, all-vegetable Crisco. But first, here's Zella Lane. Hey, what was that quiz that you were talking about, Zella?
Well, just this, friend. Do you have certain ways of fixing food you consider strictly a family wrinkle? For instance, as far back as I can remember, whenever Mother had lamb for dinner, the next night, as sure as anything, there'd be a dish she called lamb shape. I suppose because they were so quick. Well, the other night I stopped by my neighbor's just as she was fixing dinner, and what do you suppose she was having? Lamb shape. It was so surprising because that's what she called them, too. And are they good? You know, there's something you might like to try. Well, you take ground leftover lamb, add mustard or horseradish to it, that gives it a zip, then form into patties, roll in flour, and skillet fry them in hot Crisco. Can't you imagine how crusty and brown they come out? Really, you've got a tempting dish the whole family will do justice to. And, good heavens, I hope you don't have silly notions about fried foods upsetting digestion. Not foods fried in Crisco. Why, they just don't bother anyone. I even let the youngsters pitch in. Of course, I admit Crisco can make a difference. Well, do you know it's a digestible shortening? 9 out of 10 doctors vouch for that. Yes, sir, Crisco's pure and all vegetable. And the finest quality shortening you can buy. Keep this in mind. With Crisco, everything you cook tastes better, and it's digestible. And now, back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's about 7:30 o'clock in the evening as we join our friends at the small house halfway up on the next block now, and we find them at their ease in the living room. The master of the menage has just finished a leisurely perusal of the newspaper, and as he lays it aside, he remarks,
"I now have a grasp on current events. My tiny brain has absorbed facts and figures pertinent to happenings in the great world about us."
Read the article about, what's his name, getting married?
No.
Big, fancy church wedding.
Who's this?
What's his name? You know, works downtown there. Mr. Funny Madoodle. Never did know his name.
Coffee scorch, old inner soul. Will you do Papa a nice favor?
Depends on what it is.
You are a naughty boy.
Yeah.
Step to the bookcase and fetch me volume 7 out of my large library.
Okay.
I've been asked to make a speech, Lady Honey.
Oh?
I had a letter from Homer U. McDancy this afternoon. Do you place Homer U. McDancy?
One of your live sidekicks?
Yes, he's a member of the All-Star Marching Team, and his home is in East Brain, Oregon.
He wants you to go clear there and make a speech?
No, he wants me to go to Stick River Junction, Missouri.
Going?
I hardly think so. I'd have to pay my own expenses. All the same, though, I'm flattered to have received the invitation.
Here you are, Gov. Good old, trustworthy, reliable Volume 7.
Just plain Volume 7 will suffice, Rutland, honey. You can omit the hubris adjective. Now run me another errand. Out in the hallway, you'll see my coat and vest. In the inside pocket of my coat, you'll find a letter. Bring that letter. Take license for your mother. Go.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I shan't accept Homer U. McDancy's invitation to speak at Sick River Junction, Missouri, but just for the fun of it, I want to dig out a suitable array.
Who are you invited to speak to?
The inmates of the Missouri State Home for the Tall.
For the Tall?
Yeah.
It's a place for tall people?
I assume that's it.
But what on earth?
In his letter, Homer U. McDancy didn't go into details. I confess I never heard of such an institution.
The Missouri State Home for the Tall.
Very likely the reason behind it.
Well, your father's going to go make a speech at the Missouri State Home for Tall People. Is he?
Very funny. Give me that letter, Russ.
Here it is. What was that other wild place?
Wild place?
A home for bald-headed people.
I remember that. The Ohio State Home for the Bald.
Yeah.
God was asked to make a speech there one time.
Uh-huh.
You wish to hear this letter?
Ohio State Home for the Bald. Missouri State Home for the Tall. Go ahead, read the letter.
If you think I'm reading the letter merely to afford comedy and laughter, you have another thing coming.
Oh, ish. Quit being so touchy.
Anybody feel like a quart ice cream?
No.
I was going to say I could run to the drugstore.
One side, please. You're casting a shadow on what I'm trying to read here.
Maybe a little later, Dr. Speech. I feel kind of like some ice cream.
Fine.
Homer U. McDancy says, "Dear Sky Betty Gook, in hot cornucopia S, dumb pluck ad cognoscendi sinus double V."
Greek junk.
Yes.
Beg pardon?
I passed a remark to Mom, Greek junk.
Latin junk. Well, Vic, you old horse thief, how have things been going? Everything here in Oregon is fine. How are Sally and Grizzle?
Who?
He means Sadie Russell.
He don't know us. He's never even seen us.
He's heard about you.
How?
Been letters from me.
Do you refer to us as Sally and Grizzle in your letters?
That's not difficult to see through. He didn't recall the names correctly. Sally and Grizzle were the names that popped into his head, and he didn't bother to refer
back. Sally and Grizzle. Hello, Grizzle.
Hello, Sally.
Shall I continue?
Sure. Mom, want me to go after the ice cream now?
Oh, it was only a little better than an hour ago. We finished supper.
Hmm. Oh, where's Sally and Grizzle?
You're not hungry already, are you?
No, but I can always eat ice cream.
Well, let's wait a while.
Oh, where's Sally and Grizzle?
Around 9 or 9:30.
Okay.
How are Sally and Grizzle?
What on earth?
You said you wished to hear this letter.
Yes, my.
And I'd appreciate no further interruptions from you, sir.
Hmm.
How are Sally and Grizzle?
Sally and Grizzle.
Do you wish me to continue? Or
continue.
You... Well, Vic, you old chicken thief, here's why I'm right. Arthur K. Van Beebunk of the Missouri State Home for the Tall, located at Sick River Junction, has asked me to address the inmates of his institution late in March.
I sure do feel like a cold ice cream.
I believe we agreed there'd be no more interruptions.
That remark slipped out between my teeth so I could stop it.
I feel that Sick River Junction, Missouri is too far from my home to make the proposal expedient. However, it occurred to me that Dr. Van Beebunk might find a competent and desirable substitute speaker in yourself. If you're interested, I suggest you communicate with Dr. Van Beebunk at once. Address him, Dr. Arthur K. Van Beebunk, Superintendent, Missouri State Home for the Tall, Sick River Junction, Missouri.
That is the wildest business.
Beg pardon?
Institution for tall people.
Shall I continue with the letter?
Sorry.
If you feel you're undergoing any hardship, listen to this letter.
Oh, go ahead.
Unfortunately, the budget of the home doesn't offer any latitude for a fee. Neither does it offer any latitude for your expenses. Well, Vic, let me know what you decide. Hope to see you personally sometime this year. Give my regards to Harry and Fizzle.
Huh?
He means Sally and Fizzle.
Oh, goodness, Vic.
Give my regards to Harry and Fizzle. Sim, Fiddle, non, crack, pot, bump. Referendum, S. Puelles, dumb, fusterman, goop. Fraternally yours, Homer Hugh McGancy.
Very nice letter.
It is a very nice letter.
I said it was.
One detected a note of sarcasm.
If you go to Missouri, what will you speak to the tall people about?
Oh, some topic of general interest. There's a dozen or so stirring orations here in Volume 7 of my large library. I guess glance through and find something suitable.
Mm. What flavor ice cream shall I get, Mom?
Oh, chocolate.
Mm.
Maple nut, tutti frutti, strawberry. I don't care.
If you leave the matter strictly up to me, I
think... Here's a spirited address, Dave. Starts right out in a blaze of glory. I'm sick, I tell you. Sick, sick, sick. I'm sick in the feeble efforts of certain types of men here in the towering Rocky Mountains whose lofty peaks and majestic crags.
Well, that's no good.
I'll be addressing Missouri people. Rocky Mountains don't extend into Missouri.
The Ozarks do.
I could change Rocky to Ozarks.
Sure. I think I'd like maple nut ice cream, Mom.
Maple nut's delicious, all right.
I'd like either maple nut or tutti frutti.
Mm-hmm. Tutti frutti is delicious also.
How's this oration? My friends, I am not beautiful. I am not beautiful. I never was beautiful. I never will be beautiful. I make this simple statement. I am not beautiful. And I realize that when you people out there listening to me arise in the morning and gaze out your windows at the vast Atlantic Ocean... Oh, shucks.
Missouri is no place near the Atlantic Ocean.
No.
Well, what you say we get a pint of maple nut and a pint of tutti frutti?
A whole quart of ice cream?
Sure.
A quart is too much for three people.
Nah. Why, I personally can
this
eat a
might fill the bill. Oh, my friends who are gathered here tonight, let us be simple people. Let us not strive for great prizes and unattainable marvels. Let us be little people. Oh, you dear little people sitting in this auditorium here tonight. Oh, you little people who are...
Here, big people.
Huh?
What do you mean, little people? You'd be talking to big people. You're talking to the inmates of the Missouri State Home for the Tall.
Doctor.
Might hurt tall people's feelings, Gov, to have you standing up there in the platform referring to them as little people.
Yeah, no, this won't do.
Shall Mr. Horch go after ice cream?
I don't care.
What flavor you like?
Any flavor.
Maple nut?
Fine.
Tutti frutti?
Fine.
All right, Willie, my pocketbook's on top of the buffet. Take a dollar bill.
Okay, one pint maple nut, one pint tutti frutti.
I'll put some in the saucer and you can run over to Miss Donahue's with it after a bit.
You might not have enough.
Oh, ish.
Some people take a quart of ice cream, which is a barrel of ice cream.
Yeah. Don't think you'll travel to Missouri in March then, huh?
No. It's attractive, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mighty attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But Homer Hugh McGancy says in his letter here, unfortunately, the budget of the home doesn't allow any latitude for a fee. Neither does it offer any latitude for your expense. Well, Vic, let me know what you decide. Hope to see you personally sometime this year. Give my best regards to Harry and Fizzle.
Harry and Fizzle?
He means Sally and Grizzle.
does he?
Sadie and Russell, huh? Give my best regards to Harry and Fizzle. Sim Spittle, non crackpot bump. Referendum S. Wellis, dumb fusterman goo. Eternally yours, Homer U. McDenty.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And now, here's Zella Lane.
One of the best cooks I've ever known was an old Scotch woman everybody in the neighborhood called Aunt Mary. Well, Aunt Mary had one stock answer when you asked her how she made some of her famous dishes. She'd always say, "I cooked it out of my head." Well, today we'd call that ingenuity. And really, with a combination of ingenuity and Crisco, even wartime meals can't stump you. But take just the simple matter of using up every bit of food you buy. That's so important, friends. And Crisco makes it so easy. For instance, when you have a little bit of leftover meat, Crisco pastry is a lifesaver. I'm thinking of meat-filled turnovers, golden and so tender and flaky. Or there's meat pie, potatoes, meat, and onions bubbling in a casserole, topped with a nicely browned Crisco crust. Now, if the thought of digestion's entered your mind, it needn't. There's not a worry about Crisco pie crust. They agree even with the youngsters. You see, Crisco's pure and all vegetable. Why, it's digestible itself. And it's the finest quality shortening you can use. Actually, with Crisco, everything you cook tastes better, and it's digestible.
And don't forget to listen to Vic and Say the next time. This is Ed Roberts saying good day for Crisco. It's digestible.